Brian Hilton Motor Group, the big local. Two big locations with the largest range of new and used cars on the coast.
Paddy and Maz,
the podcast.
G'day, this is Paddy and Maz. This is our podcast, and you'll very soon find out why Maz's son is exactly the same as her.
Oh, he looks like me, and he sounds like me.
As well. What makes you sick? Because the Royal Easter Show is right on now. They had the testing of all the rides the other day.
I'd love to do that as a job.
Oh, I couldn't do it. I'd love it. Make me sick in the guts.
You do get a bit sick in the get woozy in the guts.
I do.
You can't even do the teacup ride at Disneyland.
No. I went on the teacup, and then I went on the Dodgems. So I tell you what, they threw me around. Now, you had a very interesting time in Melbourne as well, didn't you?
I had a wonderful time in Melbourne. I went on a couple of rides at Legoland myself.
Quite interesting. You did 57 squats. We're getting some good money for that to raise funds for breast cancer research.
I know. And it's nearly over. And it's been great, and it'll be nice to have a break in April from doing all of the squats all the time.
This Easter long weekend, why not go virtual reality? You can do that on the Central Coast with Central Coast VR.
You can.
And Mazzy's screaming like a banshee.
Because there's a real theme in this podcast, it's all about rides. The virtual reality experience that we did was a roller coaster.
I had to tell Maz to shut up. I said, come on, shut up, Maz.
I was not in control of how I reacted when it felt like I was actually on a real roller coaster, and I freaked the hell out what I did.
Yeah, I did shut my eyes for a bit. And communal food, what's wrong with it? I offered
everything.
Our producer, Zachy and Mazzy, something in a plastic bag, and how did they respond? We'll find out on the podcast coming up. Have a happy Easter, and we'll see when we get back from holidays.
Paddy and Maz,
the podcast.
Okay.
Here it is.
What's happened?
Okay. I picked Henry up from daycare yesterday, as I always do, and we just have a little chat in the car.
Yeah.
You know, he tells me about his day, whether he ate all of his lunch, whether they did water play or outdoor play or inside play, how good he is at putting on his sunscreen.
Yeah.
But he mentioned something that I really wasn't expecting. This was our conversation in the car yesterday.
Okay. Roll it.
What did your little friend at daycare say to you yesterday?
It's a very bad word, but... it's called and it's a bad word.
It is a very bad word. And did he say that to you?
He said to himself, but he actually said it to me.
And what did he say? And we know that's a bad word, don't we?
Yep.
Yeah. And you wouldn't say that, would you?
Never ever.
No, you leave it for your mother and father.
Oh, my God.
This is the last time Henry hangs around with the Gerard kids.
It's just coming out of the mouth of a five-year-old, it's so cute. And I tried just to not react, just to keep it quite neutral. He knows it's a bad word. We don't use that word at our house. But the other kids at their house,
Oh, he said. Oh, you know what? That is funny.
It's gold.
It's gold. Very much so.
Paddy and Maz,
the podcast.
Can I just give everybody a brief update on the challenge that I undertook at the beginning of March?
Hang on. Yes, good morning, Maserati. What was the brief challenge that you started in March?
I decided to participate in the 57 Squat Challenge, which the National Breast Cancer Foundation put on every March, where every day in March you do 57 squats, and that is to highlight the 57 people every day in Australia who are diagnosed with breast cancer.
The figures are massive, aren't they? That's huge, 57.
It's terrifying.
And, you know, when we were talking to Crouchy, State Member for Terrigal, the other day, because he's doing the Daffodil Swim on Saturday, he was saying 1 in 3 is affected by cancer. One in 3 Aussies.
It's full on. And the breast cancer, I guess, storyline in my life is very real. My beautiful cousin Cheryl, she is a breast cancer survivor, but she just got diagnosed with ovarian cancer. So she's going back to back, and she's just so brave and amazing. And breast cancer took my grandmother's life when I was 15 years old. So it's in my family, and I've been affected by it personally, so it is very close to my heart. So that's why I've taken on this challenge for the month of March. And I have done 57 squats every single day.
Yeah.
My
How are
knee
your glutes?
Really hurts.
You know, I need, because have you got your brace on again today?
No, I do. I probably need to put my brace on for pickleball later today, to be honest, because I've had a bit of fluid on my knee.
Have you noticed, or Glenn noticed, a difference in your glutes? Because,
that would definitely be a question for Glenn's hand.
Yeah, okay. Glenn, please give us a call. Let us know. But, because doing those squats, you go, yeah, you can feel your buns.
I do feel
going down.
Because I've done it consistently every day. Like the first week, I was like, whoa, okay. But leading into this week, I do feel like I'm getting through the squats much faster and I am feeling a lot stronger. Yeah. But the reason that I wanted to bring it up on air this morning, I'm just shy of my fundraising goal of raising $1,000. And I'd really love to tip over into that goal and tick it off for this month of March. Yep. So what I thought I would do is I would just put it out there. The links are on our social media and also on my Instagram. If you're on Instagram, you can follow me. I'm Maz Compton online. You can just click the donate button on my stories and it'll take you to the page. But I thought if you wanted to do like pledge a donation, it doesn't matter about the amount. It's just about getting involved. We take calls on 133353 and we do a little business shout out. If you've got a business that you wanted to give a plug to, and we can do the donation from your business. And it's just a few hundred bucks that I need to raise before the end of the month, before we go on break for Easter. I thought I'd throw it out there and see if you guys can help me achieve my goal.
Yeah. So we want 400 bucks. That's, is that all?
It's four, just,
and then
yeah, just
we got
shy
some video of Maz squatting the other day. Oh, jeez. Oh, my God. What happened?
Do you know, I always film with the sound off, Patty, and I film with the sound off for a reason. Do you know the other reason why I film with the sound off is because I constantly have to yell at the dog to not jump up on me. I'm like, Happy, get down. I haven't finished yet.
Oh, that does happen, doesn't it? Because you know when you're going down.
It doesn't.
Like that. Because it doesn't.
At yoga, though, that's a different story.
So, honestly, if there are some businesses and you're on the Central Coast, you want to donate 100 or 50, whatever, just call us. No,
that
1-2-3-5-3.
I'd really appreciate that. Yeah.
Paddy and Maz,
the podcast.
The Terrigal Ocean Swim Classic is on this weekend. It's been going for about 20 years.
How good is that?
Absolutely sensational. And someone who is taking part in it this weekend is our state member for Terrigal, Mr. Adam Crouch. Joins us in the studio this morning. G'day, Ad.
Adam.
Hey, guys. How are you, mate? Great to be with you this morning.
It's so nice to have you in the studio.
And great to be here.
Mate, first of all, also, it was great to see you on Saturday supporting Australian music at Rock at the Races. It was bloody massive, wasn't it?
Oh, huge turnout. And what fantastic Australian artists you get to see here on the Central Coast. And, it was a wonderful day and great to see so many people turn out to the entertainment grounds.
Yeah, it was
huge.
Did
you have a highlight, like a best act or a best moment?
Oh, look, I've got to say, as Patty knows, my godson was playing in the warm-up act. And so thanks for the shout-out. You humiliated him in front of thousands of people.
Well,
he'll probably never speak to me again. Yeah, so they were great. But I got to say, seeing the Shantuzies, I think they were the first ones up. And they were just great. And Jack Jones, amazing.
Oh, wasn't he good? So he was so sensational. But Max Semin, who is Crouchy's godson, he was with the big music band. And I said, and the bloke with the purple guitar, Max Semin, well done. He got Performer of the Day.
His parents looked at me and went, oh, my God, what have you done?
Bless.
Quiet trip home for them.
Well,
That's cute.
Mate, this Saturday, it's all on. It's at the Terrigal Ocean Swim Classic, and it's a really special day for you this weekend, mate, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Look, I'm doing the daffodil dip, and obviously that's raising awareness for cancer and cancer research for the Cancer Council here on the Central Coast. But, you know, I'm going to be one of hundreds of people donning a resplendent yellow cap covered in daffodils, which Maz has seen.
It's actually stunning.
It's
and
beautiful.
You're going to see hundreds of these
hundreds of these.
The water at Terrigal. That will be a really amazing sight.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, it really does remind everyone, and I know you guys have been talking about it this week already, you know, how many people are affected by cancer. You know, it's 1 in 3. If you're over 80, it's 1 in 2. And look, so there are very few people on the coast who haven't either had a loved one or have a loved one or a friend who's been touched by cancer. Obviously, my wife, Jill, lost her battle just over a month ago. And and she got diagnosed back in 2013. And she was an oncology nurse. And so, you know, she loved her job, but she loved helping other people with cancer. And, you know, very rarely does a day go by I don't bump into somebody out here on the coast who says, look, you know, my aunt, my uncle, my dad, my brother, my sister.
Yeah.
You know, everyone has a story with regards to this insidious disease. So, you know, it'd be great for everyone to turn out, support all those people bobbing around in their daffodils.
100%.
Not their budgie smugglers. I won't be wearing one of those, mate.
Well, I was thinking.
You've been told to cover up.
We were thinking on Saturday as Adam, there'll be red budgie smugglers.
Oh, dear.
And we'll have his daffodil cap on.
Oh, I can
running across
it now.
The Terrigal Beach. I can see you, mate. You are the David Hasselhoff of the Central Coast.
Yeah,
mate.
Now, not then.
But, hey, mate, can people donate to the cause? How do they do it?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, I've put a link up on my Facebook page. So to all those people who've already made a donation, thank you, because all that money goes to cancer research. Look, if you Google Daffodil Dip, it'll take you to the page. But, again, we put up a link on my Facebook page. So if anyone wants to jump in and donate to see me bobbing around badly at Terrigal on Saturday.
We can pop it up on our socials as well. We can share that. So if people want to come through us, you can do that too.
Yeah, and if people want to take part, because there's different swims that you can take part in, the 400-metre swim, you've got the 1K, you've got the 2K, and you can just go to Terrigal Surf Life Saving Club and register.
Yeah, all the details are there.
All the details there. Yep. But, mate, thank you for coming in. Mate, wish you all the best in the swim. And, mate, what you're doing, it's so in such a short period of time after your beautiful wife passed, you're doing a great thing.
You
mate.
Really are.
You really are, Adam Crouch.
And thank you for the beautiful words you said recently on the radio, and also our amazing community. Not a day goes past where somebody doesn't stop me and ask how I'm going and you know, say how something's affected them in a similar way. So we live in an amazing place on the coast.
Yeah, we do, mate. A great community. Good. Adam Crouch, State Member for Terrigal. Thanks for coming in, mate.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Paddy and Maz,
the podcast.
Oh, I saw Manly Dave.
Oh, did you? How's it going?
Poor Manly Dave. He was at Rock of the Races, right?
Yeah.
We are Paddy and Maz, Triple M, on Saturday.
Oh, yeah. Hi. Morning.
anyway, he said, you know what happened? I said, no, what happened? His missus went and bought tickets for Rock at the Races.
Yeah.
And he won them.
Oh, and then he won them.
With us on Friday.
Oh, that's hilarious. Oh, no. What happened to the other? Oh, do we ask? Do we know? Don't ask.
I know what happened to Manly, his team. They lost as well.
As well as your team.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You have that in common. That should have brought you guys closer together.
Yeah, but that was so yesterday, the Broncos, where Manly losing was only yesterday. So, so he had quite a few tickets for Rock of the Race, but it was so good, Mazzy. It was really just sensational stuff.
It sounds like it was just a really great gig.
Yeah,
a really
it was.
Great day.
Everyone we spoke to was just huge. They're back next year. But some of the artists, there was just the Shantuzies. Jack Jones was such a nice bloke. Wendy Matthews, Brian Cadd, My Sex, they're coming back to the Central Coast. We're going to get them to come in.
That'll be excellent.
The Radiators, they played them there. Oh, it's like being back at Longevity Hotel. Richard Clapton, Pseudo Echo, they're coming to the Central Coast as well. So they're going to come in. Russ Wilson and also Joe Camilleri from the Black Sorrows. Now, we spoke to him. We did that interview earlier on this morning.
Yeah, that's right.
So we'll be putting that on the listener app, but it was a great time. It was really good time. Really good time.
It sounds like you met literally everyone that went to Rock at the Races. Oh, that shout outs list that you did earlier in the show.
A lot of people who came.
A lot of people.
It was huge. But if you want to have a chat, 13353.
Hey, Taryn in Norriville.
Hi, how are you, Maz?
Good, good. How was your weekend?
Fantastic. Just wanted to ring and tell Patty that the place went off like a frog in a sock.
Oh, you're talking about Rock at the Races on Saturday night. It was bloody good, Taryn, wasn't it?
It was sensational. I couldn't get down to meet up with you, Paddy, but never mind.
Oh, good stuff. It was really good, wasn't it?
Fantastic. Absolutely sensational.
It was like a soundtrack to growing up on the Central Coast, wasn't it?
Oh, fantastic. I wish I hadn't missed one. I've been to every one so far except for one.
Oh, there you go.
And it's back for season 2025 next year as well, Taryn.
I know, and I'll be there.
Oh, good stuff. Thanks for that, Taryn. Yeah.
No worries. Well, you missed out, Maz. I'm sorry to say.
Next time, Taryn, 2025, here we come.
Yeah, absolutely. Make sure you're there, baby.
Thanks, girl.
Thanks, Taryn. We've got Gav from Saratoga.
Hey, Gavin.
G'day, Mazzy. How you going?
Good. How was your weekend?
G'day, Mazzy. I mean, no, Gav. Sorry.
You're recovering.
Oh,
yeah, because I got a bit excited because I met Gav on Saturday night at Rock of the Races. He was a former male stripper, now overweight landscaper.
Oh, I said, what a career pivot you've had, Gavin.
Mate, you have a good night Saturday night?
Oh, mate, it was absolutely fantastic. We had the best time, and you've got yourself an absolute number one fan with my wife.
Mel, nice. Because you so guys won the VIP
backstage afterwards, just so she could hang out with Patty.
Oh, of course.
And to lose me.
Oh, bless her. That's so fun.
But it was good because Gav and Mel, his missus, and quite a few others won the VIP tickets. They were backstage seeing what went on, and so it was really good being up close and personal, wasn't it, Gav?
Oh, mate, it was so much fun. Like, we don't get out much, but it was just the best time, and to win tickets and to meet you guys and the band and be side stage, it was just awesome fun.
Yeah, it was really good.
Good on you, Gav. Yep,
and we'll see you in 2025 doing it all over again, mate.
Oh, 100%. We'll be there with bells on.
Good on you, Gav. See you, buddy.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
See you, mate. And Manly Dave, the man who got kicked out, the only person to get kicked out from Rock of the Races. Good morning, Manly Dave.
Hello.
Hi. I didn't get kicked out, the wife did.
Oh, no.
Because man, I was just talking about Manly Dave's wife bought tickets on the Friday and he won them Friday morning with us as well.
Funny.
Yeah, sorry
so
about that, man.
You had a few tickets, did you?
Yeah, it cost me $200 and I couldn't give $400 tickets away. I mean, $400 tickets. Nobody
would
bloody take
them. Okay. All right. Okay. Well, keep them for next year and just change the date from the 4 to the 5. Okay.
Get some liquid paper. You'll be right.
What about Brian Cadd? Wasn't Richard Clapton? Weren't they unreal?
Absolutely. They were a bit better than how Manly played yesterday, weren't they?
Oh, shut up.
Okay. We've got to go.
Paddy and Maz, the podcast.
I did go to Melbourne over the weekend.
Oh, you've changed. You've come back. Oh, only drinking certain sort of coffees.
Well, to be fair, I actually drink decaf, so I don't know what category
same,
that puts me in.
I'm hearing you.
Oh, I can't have caffeine those days. But I did go to Melbourne for the weekend to celebrate little Henry's 5th birthday. We took him to Legoland.
Is that Melbourne. Good, Maz?
It was unreal. It was, I mean, I want to say it was better than what I expected. Henry had the best time ever, but we, the adults, also really thoroughly enjoyed our time there.
So you go in there, and do they have boxes full of little Lego blocks?
There's different lands. There's all these different lands. You can go in the underwater land, and then it's all completely interactive. You can build a Lego building and then put it on a plate that it shakes around as if it was in an earthquake to see if you can build an earthquake-proof Lego house. There's rides in there.
Made of Lego?
The rides weren't made of Lego.
Okay.
And there's a 4D cinema, so we went and watched a couple of the Lego movies in 4D, which was a really cool experience.
And so they've got big sort of artifacts or whatever made of Lego.
So many Lego things. So what they have at the Melbourne one, the entire Melbourne city is made out of Lego, and you walk through it and it's to scale. It's absolutely mind-blowing, and there's 4 golden mini figurines in all of the Melbourne Lego city, which is huge. It's like bigger than this room. Mm. And so of course, like Henry's off doing there's button pushing. It's very interactive for kids. And then the parents, me and Glenn and Ben, our best mate, who's Henry's godfather, was there. We're just staring, just looking for the golden. We're like, where are the golden figurines? I couldn't find one. I found one silver one.
If you find a gold figurine, do you win something?
No, you just say, I found the gold one.
Oh,
and then you wouldn't tell anyone because it would take forever to find them. But other than Legoland, one thing that we did in Melbourne, which was so cool, is we decided to hire an e-bike for me with a kid seat on the back so I could ride around.
They're great.
The boys hired e-scooters. And so we were hooning around Melbourne for an entire day on these e-scooters and this e-bike. And so we went around where the Australian Open is. We went around where Marvel Stadium is, went across down to South Bank. We just had the best time. All the way down to Port Melbourne. So we were on these bikes and these scooters for hours and hours. But we came to one sort of part of our journey down to Port Melbourne, and the boys on the scooters were going a little bit faster than me with Henry on the back of the bike. And also I've got pedal power. So they sort of went across a crossing and then I had to wait. And as I was coming up to stop, I noticed a mobile phone just on the ground in the middle of this little pedestrian island. And I thought, oh, God, do I stop? How do we slow this thing down? It's going quite fast, actually. And so I slowed down and Henry's like, what are you doing? And I'm like, oh, there's a phone. I'm just going to. And I reached down trying to like angle the bike so that Henry doesn't fall off the bike, reaching down. And I pick up the phone and I go, that's Glenn's phone. And then I'm waving. I'm like doing the silly mum dance in the middle of the island. And then Glenn turns around and I'm like, is this your phone? And then he looked at where they have like a little pouch that you put your phone on the scooter so you can see maps and stuff. And then he's looked and realised, like, yes, that's my phone. And I'm like, you're in big trouble.
You pedal fast and trying to get up.
And they just took off because he was scared.
So the phone came out of the pouch.
The phone came out of the pouch and not a crack on the screen, landed face up. And the fact that I found it.
The phone gods were on his side.
They really were. Do you know what wasn't on his side? What? The toothbrush gods, because he left his toothbrush at home.
Oh, he's only got one tooth anyway. Now, can I go back to Lego?
Oh, yeah.
Legoland. So you're allowed to play with Lego?
We were there. We made that many figurines. You can make race cars, race them down an actual racetrack.
So there'd be hundreds of thousands of people touching these blocks. And do you wear gloves?
And kids.
Kids with their snotty noses. And just, you know, scratching every part of their body, picking out these.
Spitting and sneezing.
Yeah. Do you wear gloves?
No gloves, but lots of hand sanitizer.
Oh, yes. That would be a must.
That's right.
On the menu.
And when we got down, I hosed the whole family down.
Well, you got that by, wouldn't you? Paddy and Maz, the podcast. We've got to go back in time. Oh, it was a couple of weeks ago because we had the team from Central Coast Virtual Reality Experience come in.
Yes. And now they bought the Central Coast VR to us. They bought the VR headsets and they set us up in one of the studios here.
Yeah.
And the experience that they gave us was a roller coaster experience. So they popped the headset on me first, and then we kind of hit record. And
yeah.
God.
This is embarrassing.
This is so full on, guys.
This is what you'd be subjected to if you sat beside Maz on a roller coaster.
We've got Jason and Riley
from Central Coast VR. We've been giving this away. We've been giving packages away. And you'll find them two locations, Central Coast VR, Virtual Reality, Erin Affair, also Main Street at the entrance. Now, Jace, can you just zip around here with me, buddy? We'll have a quick chat. Because Maz got her virtual reality goggles on, producer Zach's got his on.
Yes.
So I'll put mine on very soon.
It's very loud in here.
What's the go here?
So what we're doing here is this is the world's erupted. It's Armageddon. So you guys are going to go in. This is going to be the future of thrill rides. So you're going to be doing a VR roller coaster in the future in Armageddon.
God, I'm so scared.
So we're going to be doing that.
A roller coaster ride.
Freak out.
Mazzy, I've just had something to eat, and the last time I went to Disneyland, I went on Magic Mountain, and I was spewing for 6 hours. I'm a bit blurry.
Oh,
I'm a bit. Does it matter? I'm a bit blurry.
Oh.
Okay, so we're going around. What are you?
Oh my God.
Mazzy, what are you on?
I'm on a roller coaster.
Yeah, so. Hey, we're on the same ride. You are not. We're not going on rides at the show, the Gosford show. You are. Oh, you're not coming on.
Oh my
God! You're embarrassing.
It's too much.
You're embarrassed. I've never been embarrassed for me. When does this thing stop, Riley?
Oh, please tell me. Oh my God.
I was feeling sick in the guts.
He's looking a bit green.
Honestly, I was feeling sick in the guts.
Far out.
Okay,
oh
so that
God.
Was. So, Jace, holy.
It finished. I'm crying.
You are you're mental. Maz, you are embarrassing. You've let Central Coast VR down. You let the station down. Most of all, you let yourself down. Well, look, that is so good. Central Coast VR. Yeah, Central Coast VR. Encounter Amazing at the entrance in Erin Affair. Central Coast Virtual Reality Experience. And you know what? It went on. And I'm telling Maz just to shut up.
It was.
You were screaming like a banshee.
The longest roller coaster.
It was. It's so realistic.
Oh, my God. I've gone right back there in my mind and I'm crying again.
And I did have to shut my eyes because I was feeling sick in the guts. It's that realistic.
It is so real. I know that's called virtual reality and that's the whole point, but it is. I was sitting in a chair, but I was on a roller coaster and I felt every dip and it was just wild.
Paddy and Maz, the podcast. Paddy and Maz's. What you talking about?
What are you talking about, Maserati?
I'll tell you what's happening on the streets of Paris. When are the Olympics? In a couple of months?
Is it in
June,
the sixth
July?
Month? Is it June or July?
July, you know, a couple of months away. But they've already started racing. They've already started some form of racing. What happened over the weekend in Paris is they brought back a traditional event that has not been run since 2011 due to a lack of sponsors. But the event was run over the weekend for the first time in a few years, where waiters and waitresses from some of Paris's top cafes were, they have to brisk walk through the streets holding a tray of coffee and croissants with a glass of water. And they brisk walk as fast and as steadily as they can. It's like an egg and spoon race, but the Paris edition. And then when they get to the finish line, there's a group of judges who judge who has spilt the least amount of liquid. And the people who have spilt the least amount of liquid are deemed the winners. And so congratulations to Pauline Van Weismert from Café Le Petit Pont and Sammy Lamaros from La Contrascarpe, who were crowned the fastest woman and man.
Well done. And I know producer Zach at Birdie Beach, our nudist beach, the other day, he was able to compete. He had a coffee, a cup of coffee in each hand and ate donuts. And he won that race. So well done to producer Zach.
They were Cheerios, but anyway, whatever.
No, it had to be circular. Leichhardt Oval, the home, the iconic home of West Tigers, everyone's been talking about it, apparently is officially on life support after Minzy, our Premier, declared there'd be no rescue package for the dilapidated ground.
Oh, is it that bad?
Oh, yeah, yeah. They had a big crowd there when they had a win on the weekend, but they're saying it really needs some sort of life support system being given it. But he's, in rejecting a plea from the Tigers and local council to spend millions reinvigorating the ground. Well, the thing is now, ARL chairman Peter Volandi said he would consider taking over Leichhardt Oval, and he's done everything. You know, the Everest, and he did Las Vegas. So, he's got the magic Midas touch.
Yeah, okay.
And he said
save it.
He would consider taking over Leichhardt Oval to maintain the historic ground because it is steeped in history,
Maserati. Absolutely, yeah. And, even I know about Leichhardt Oval.
Yeah, yeah. And a great place. And if Mazzy knows about Leichhardt Oval.
And I know nothing about the NRL?
The NRL, that's right.
Paddy and Maz,
the podcast.
Good morning to the team at Brian Hilton. The Motor Group is the home of Skoda on the Central Coast and home of Eric the Great.
It's true. Mm-hmm. And if you're in the market for a new car, make sure you start at the new Skoda showroom at Brian Hilton Motor Group in North Gosford there.
Every Skoda comes with Euro styling, top warranty, prepaid service options, guaranteed future value and more, and a signed autographed picture of Eric the Great.
And that really is priceless.
Oh, God, because there's big cardboard cutouts all throughout Brian Hilton of Eric the Great.
Yeah, and as there should be. Make sure you visit the
gorgeous
home of Skoda.
God, he's gorgeous.
On the Central Coast at Brian Hilton Skoda in North Gosford.
Paddy and Maz,
the podcast.
Saw last night on Channel 9, Mike Don, gee, I like Mike. Gee, he's a funny reporter. He was at the show, the Royal Easter Show, which has begun, and he had a group of people. They were road testing some of the new rides.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
holy jeez. Honestly, Maz, do you get sick on those rides?
No, I love that. I'd love that job. Is that a job you can do to road test rides?
Road test.
Yeah.
Road testing the rides.
I love.
Would you go on all those rides?
I love roller coasters.
They have
I love
this big claw thing. That
yeah, I love it. And like I know and then from the audio that we recorded of me on a VR roller coaster that I lost my tiny mind.
You're embarrassing. That's
but
like
I also,
the London Times
said. That's me having fun.
Oh, yeah, but you don't scream that much. You wouldn't scream like that if you went on a ride at the show, would you?
Okay, maybe not the show, but I've been on. So there's a place in Japan called Fuji Q Highlands, which is a theme park. It's kind of like their Disneyland. And at the time that I went there, they had three Guinness World Record holding roller coasters. So they had the tallest drop, the fastest, like from zero to whatever, the fastest, whatever that is, and the
speed.
The most amount of revolutions. And I went on all of them.
Like the loops.
Yeah, but because the seat that you're in with that one, the seat flips up and down as well as the roller coaster going upside down as well.
Couldn't do it.
And I loved it. I was like, let's go again. And even though at the time I think I'm going to die and I'm so terrified and I'm freaking out,
you'll
I'm also
again.
Secretly loving it at the same time.
Wow, weird.
Yeah.
See,
weird.
I couldn't go. Where I went on Magic Mountain at Disneyland and spent 6 hours in first aid. And then we went to Universal Studios
it's not
and I was
your
on.
Thing, is it?
I went on the ride, a ride there. And I think I had food poisoning. I really do think I had food poisoning, which I was crook. And then I was still sick the next day. Went on this, it was just one of those tram rides. at Universal Studios, and I was still sick there.
Oh, just on the tram?
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
I'll be...
Oh, God. Then, that's sad.
They said, is anyone feeling unwell? It's all stood up, brr, at the buzzer. And then we had to wait for this car to come and pick me up, and all the trams were just waiting behind us. And I'm like, oh, God, that was embarrassing. But, you know, there are certain... So I just can't do, makes me crook in the guts, are those rides at the show.
Okay.
Anywhere.
I'd like to take calls on this. 1-3-3-5-3. Is there something that does make you a little bit crook in the guts? Because, so on the weekend we were in Melbourne, and there's this place called Upside Down House. And it looks like a house that's on its roof. So it looks from the outside like an upside down house. And when you go inside, all the furniture is stuck to the ceiling and the floor is completely blank and white. And what you do is you take a photo of yourself reaching up to the furniture and then you rotate the photo so it looks like you're hanging from the ceiling. It's so clever.
Yeah.
But because the floor's a bit inverted and so it is, you lose your bearings a little bit. And Glenn was like, we went upstairs, we took a few photos and he was like, got to get out of here, not feeling great.
He was feeling...
And he was a bit vertigo. He was like, no, not enjoying this experience as much as you are. There I am. Hanging from all of the stuff, doing all of the photos, we'll get a better angle.
We'll get these pictures up on social too. They look really good. They look really unbelievable.
It's so clever. But because I think the angle at which the floor is
made a bit
and everything being on the ceiling, you do lose your balance, like your orientation a bit.
Yeah, and some people do even when they fly. I have no problems flying. That's the thing. I have no problems flying.
So you can fly.
In helicopters, all that sort of stuff. Sweet as, because when I fly from Narara here to
I chop her in
on the roof. So no problems whatsoever.
There.
But yeah, is there something that really could be, oh, that AmbiPure, those bloody plug-in air fresheners make me crook in the guts as well.
Not sponsored.
1-3-3-5-3, what is it?
Maybe it's
that just makes you queasy, maybe.
Steve in Toowoon Bay, good morning.
Good morning, Stephen. Let me correct you.
Stephen. Oh, yes, hang on, Mass.
How dare I?
Mass Stephen, ladies and gentlemen.
How dare
we're not worthy.
I?
How
not
dare
worthy.
You?
We're not worthy, yeah. Stephen, with an S.
Stephen.
What is it that makes you queasy?
With a
PH. Oh, they've written it wrong on the teleprompter as well. Oh, my God.
Stephen.
Oh, God. You get that on the big job, Stephen, with the PH. Now, what is it that makes you queasy in the stomach, Steve?
Please don't say mispronouncing your name.
I was with my family at Anaheim in Disneyland.
There, yes.
Yeah.
And I went on a ride after having hot dogs and the like.
Oh.
And I made it and on this motorbike ride of some sort. And then I decided to go on a very simple ride, which just was like a Ferris wheel, but it shook side to side.
Oh, God.
They did have vomit bags on there, and I said to my little girl at the time, I said, pass me the vomit bag.
No.
She said, what? And I said, pass me the vomit bag. What? Boom. I was up right up the top of the Ferris wheel. I vomited all over the American crowd below me.
No wonder our relationship with the Yanks is not good because of you, Stephen. Jeez, I tell you what.
What can I say?
Gosh.
Mate.
You poor thing.
So I don't go on rides anymore.
Yeah, me either, mate.
But you
me
still
either.
Eat hot dogs, don't you, Stephen?
Of course he does.
I certainly do at the football.
Paddy and Maz, the podcast.
I have offered my valuable workers here chicken in a bag today. I've got a leg of chicken in a plastic bag, and neither of you, Mazzy or producer Zach, why wouldn't you have chicken
takers.
In the bags? Why? It's a leg of chicken.
First of all, it's from you, so no thanks. I just don't want...
You wouldn't know why? What's
I don't
wrong
want
with
a chicken leg in a bag.
Look, radio's not a visual medium, but if people could see the chicken in a bag, they would agree with us.
You would
say
no.
You can't throw away food, mate.
You could have put it up on socials and see if people say yes or no to the chicken in the bag.
I think it was the pitch. Do you know what it was? It was the pitch. Because you had half a chicken roll hanging out of your mouth when you said,
with some pasta.
Do you guys want the rest of my chicken in a bag? And I said, what, Patty? And then you finished eating your chicken roll and then you repeated yourself, would you like the chicken leg in a bag? And then I said, no, thank you.
I remember one day Caitlin in the newsroom, she walked by. As she was walking by, because we've got these big windows, I was eating some sort of sandwich or whatever, and she said, as I was walking by, a piece of bread just fell from the side of my mouth. And she just shook her head and walked on. So is that a no? Okay, all right,
still
then.
A no. I'm going it's to a put definitive
that,
no.
I'm going to take that home then, and one of the kiddies will have it for dinner. We have got
cow? What you... Don't eat it, mate. Just let your dad have his chicken leg in a bag at a later time.
And that's a wrap. If you missed Paddy and Maz this morning, get the show podcast on the Listener app.
Triple M Breakfast with Paddy and Maz. Driven by Brian Hilton Motor Group. The big local. Two big locations with the largest range of new and used cars on the coast.
Paddy and Maz.
The podcast.
Subscribe now and you'll never miss an episode.